Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, everyone, and welcome to Cobblestones Chronicles. We've got a great show for you today, and I've even got a special guest whom I'll introduce in just a moment. But we're also going to talk a little bit about some of the street names and how the streets got named in Masterton. And we're also going to talk a little bit more about cobblestones, of course. And we're going to have a really interesting show today. So just before we go into talking to Nicole, who's my guest today, I'm going to play a song which will give you a bit of a hint about what we're going to talk about. And cobblestones, of course, apart from being a fantastic museum and park, is also an event centre. And since we finished the new carriage house last year, it's a great possibility for events. And in fact, I've had a couple of events there myself, organised people to come along and play music and have a really good time entertaining people. So here's the hint about what Nicole is going to talk about.
I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I reach the top and I hit the stop, and that's what's bothering me.
I wanna be a man mecca and stroll right into town and be just like them other men. I'm tired of mugging around.
Oh, whoopie-doo,
I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you. Talk like you.
Don't try to kid me, man, cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true.
Now give me the secret, man, cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Oh, whoopie-doo,
I wanna be like you. Talk like you do.
You'll see it's true.
It ain't like me. Can't learn to be human too.
Come on. I've reached the top and had to stop, cause there's what's bothering me.
I wanna be a man mecca and stroll right into town.
Be just like the other man, we're tired of mugging around. If you're loving life,
Rob, I'm loving life.
I'm loving life, buddy.
Oh, I'm loving life, yeah.
Swing to the left, swing to the right. Put your hands up if you're feeling nice.
Feeling nice.
Like someone like you.
be like you, you know.
No, you don't, bud. Serious.
Well, that was Robbie Williams singing I Want to Be Like You. And the reason that we played that is because my guest, Col, is going to tell you all about the exciting music show that's going to be on at Cobblestones. So, Nicole, over to you.
Hello. So lovely to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I feel really humbled to be invited here and supported. It's quite hard times for everybody at the moment, and certainly selling tickets to shows is also hard. But I've got the support, and I'm going to run with it as fast as I can. It's exciting for me to be able to perform at Greytown Cobblestones for the very first time and bring my band of merry men, who are some of the most wonderful musicians and friends a girl can have. So over to you, Jeanette. What other questions may you have for me?
Well, first of all, what's the date that you're going to be there?
We are going to play on Friday, the 21st of August, in the Carriage House. And the show will start about 7 p.m. And I say about just because you never know. We may have to wait a little for some latecomers. But it's there's lots of parking outside along the road, both ways. There will be door sales, but can actually buy tickets, and I would prefer that so I can put your chair out. At Humanitix, we're also listed on Eventfinder and Under the Radar, and the tickets are $25.
Well, that's pretty reasonable. Yeah. So, the hint of the kind of music that you do is in the music that I just played. Yeah. So tell us about your music.
Oh, well, it's we're very, very inspired and grateful for the incredible artists that have come before us. And so we get the chance to play that music, to bring it alive. And we're going to do a mix of swing, which is kind of why we're called High Society Swingers. We're going to do a lot of swing, some jazz, very approachable and acceptable, nothing too kind of brainy. You know, we don't want to get some, you know, people calling the jazz police. But we do want to also perform a few easy blues as well, something that we're all kind of tend towards. And jazz and blues has always been sort of, they run along together on the same track, really. So I hope that people will come along, those who love music, and experience some very professional musicians, along with myself, having a great time. Maybe too much of a great time. We will have to hold ourselves back so that we don't, like, run over the party situation. It is cabaret in style, which means there is going to be some interaction, not only improvisational interaction musically, but just speech-wise with the musicians. So we're very happy to talk, to laugh between ourselves, to talk with the audience. And I may even go into the audience and sing with, if as long as they allow me. I will never, ever, ever sit on anyone's knee, I promise you. I've never been caught dead.
That's probably a relief, although I suspect some people might quite enjoy having you sit on their knee.
Yes.
But we won't go there.
No, we won't.
But it's great to be able to use Cobblestones venue in this way and to enjoy it, because basically you're going to be doing the Great American Songbook, aren't you? That's a big part of it.
Yes, and there will be a couple of modern bluesy kind of numbers, contemporary. As you say, the venue itself is gorgeous. It could easily be used not just for performances, but for conferences, for meetings, for something where you want to impress people. It's warm, it's inviting, it's the acoustics are amazing. Once you get an audience in there, obviously they're going to soak up a lot of that sound, but of course that's not going to be a problem for us. We'll have our PA. But as I walked in yesterday, with a very lovely Lynn, and Graham show me around, it was just glorious. If you went in there acoustically with a guitar and a voice, and a bass, maybe, it's all you need. You almost don't need any microphones or PA system. That's how beautiful it is, sound-wise.
Yes.
And, of course, Graham, the long-serving darling Graham is, from Cobblestones, he is going to be moving some carriages out of the way so that we can perform and people can sit in chairs. And they're the most incredibly beautiful things.
Yep. It was all designed for, because I was actually on the trust when that carriage house was being organized, and I fought very hard to make sure that it could be a really good event space as well. And it is, it's worked out just fabulously acoustically. As I said earlier, I've actually organized some events in there. Acoustically, it's great, it's really, really good. We had I had a three part band in there, who do a lot of harmonies,
yes.
And you could hear each really, really
the
well.
The natural reverb would have been astounding.
It's absolutely great. So, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be just a fantastic evening.
I really hope so. You never know when everything is everything is human and not AI and not tracked or anything like that. So it's kind of, it adds to the excitement. Because anything that's brilliant, it just makes you feel like you're just having a bit of a party. And anything that really sucks, well, that's a bit funny as well.
Well, live music is fantastic. And as I am a big supporter of live music, and I'm married to a musician, I have to be a big supporter of live music. But it's so different from recorded music. I mean, it brings it alive, and it's so great to hear it and to encourage you. And good for you for organizing this with your band. And do you want to tell us anything about your band?
I've got some wonderful musicians on the night. The name High Society Swingers also has an underneath meaning as well, because our musicians have to work in so many bands to make ends meet. So on the night, we will have Mad Dog Mike Duffy, who is our technical and spiritual advisor. He will be on double bass. And we have Aslan Rollins, who is going to be on guitar and vocals with me. And he has actually just released his first single called The Light. And it's streaming on everything. I don't really know what that means. I just know that that's the word you use. Streamers to me are just a celebration and a party. Next we have, but not least, James Tate Jameson. And he is going to be playing the saxophone, and he was also on vocals. He croons like a dream. So I get to sing with the most handsome looking gentleman. Oh, I should be paying to do this, which I also am, really. And then we have, last but not least, Mark Lockett on drums. And he is fabulous in his own right as well, because he lived in New York for many years, and so he has just come back from New Orleans. He hasn't got back to me to say what he was doing there, but I have a feeling he may have been doing some music. He has a few albums out, and I want to talk to the boys to ask if they will bring some of their music to be available for our guests if they would like to take something away. I actually do not read music, but I tried to actually get into music school, but I was told I was too old. So over the years, all I've done is actually from a very young age, I was graced with singing, being able to sing and being able to perform. So I just have worked the boards. There you go.
Sorry about that. That was a test, which we had been warned about. We don't have to vacate the premises, thank goodness. So if you got a prize from that little beep, don't worry. We don't have to go anywhere. So, Nicole, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I was just commenting on my musical background. And so I've been a singer for nearly 30 years. I also teach contemporary singing. And I went away and did short workshops over the years, aside from working and on the boards with the New Zealand Pink Floyd Experience, internationally with the California Dreamers, a 60s act that I managed and sang in, and many other covers bands. And but I took short workshops in with Joey Still, who is now passed, but she has granted us some incredible ways of learning the technique of using your vocals without hurting yourself and lengthening. So being gig fit is very important. So that I did it in Littleton, Massachusetts. I did it at the Sydney Conservatorium. And I also learned in Auckland too from a chap called Mike Stroud. But it's been brilliant because I've also been able to still be a mother of four children and run a film and TV agency, which I'm going to start up again here in the Wairarapa for all of those thespians out there who want to try to get some work in Wellington, even as extras, or try for a TV commercial. That's something that I also do on the side. So, yes, for anybody who does want to do some contemporary singing and learn some very safe techniques to do that, I'm also open to taking in some new people.
Oh, that's great. How useful to have you here.
Thank you.
In the Wairarapa. It's really excellent. Now, you know what? I'm going to take the opportunity, because you brought me this lovely CD, Robbie Williams Swings Both Ways, I'm going to take the opportunity of playing another track from it.
Please.
And the one I've chosen is one of my favourites, Dream a Little Dream. And it just sounds perfect to what you've just been saying. So let's listen to Dream a Little Dream, Robbie Williams and Lily Allen.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper I love you, birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, I linger on.
And that was Dream a Little Dream, which when Nicole was telling us about what she's setting up and doing in the Wairarapa, seems just perfect. And it's lovely to hear Lily Allen and Robbie Williams. So, Nicole, just remind us of what's happening.
Okay, my show here is the High Society Swingers playing on the Friday, 21st of August at the Cobblestones Carriage House, their brand new venue. And it starts at 7. You can buy your tickets for $25 from Humanitics. It's also listed on Under the Radar and Event Finder.
Excellent. And then I believe you've got, if people can't make that Friday, on the 22nd, the following night.
Thank you for reminding me, Jeanette. We are also then touring up to Palmerston North, where we are going to be playing at the Bent Horseshoe Cafe, which runs out of the Hokafitu Bowling Club. And Steve at thebenthorseshoe.co.nz is taking the tickets there. They are $25 or so. And we will start at 7:30 at the Bent Horseshoe Cafe on Saturday.
On Saturday, 22nd.
August.
Aren't we just spoilt for choice with lovely live music? So I'm going to play another track, and I'm going to say, Nicole, thank you so much for coming in and telling us what you're up to. It sounds just great, and it's lovely to have live music in the Wairarapa, and it's great to use Cobblestones, which is such a great venue. Okay, so I'm going to play another track now. I'm going to play a Kiwi classic. I'm going to play The Mockers, Forever Tuesday Morning. Just a little change.
My life's gonna a Tuesday morning.
Without you, my life's gonna be
forever Tuesday morning.
Without you, my life's gonna be
forever Tuesday morning.
Without you, my life's gonna be
forever Tuesday morning.
Forever Tuesday Morning from the Mockers. It's a great song, isn't it? I always love that song. Okay, well, that was lovely to have Nicole here telling us about what she's up to in the Wairarapa. It was, and it sounds great. If you can, make it to Cobblestones Museum on Friday the 21st. Please do go along. And as she said, try and buy tickets in advance because you can get them through Human Takes, which is really good way of doing it. I don't know if you know that Human Takes, they give a percentage of their sales to good charity causes, things to keep things going. So it's worth doing it. Now, on to, back to what we started to talk about a few weeks ago, which was about how the streets in Wairarapa get their names. Because, you know, you wonder why is Queen Street called Queen Street, for example? And, you know, who are these streets named after? And who's... Why is Renault Street called Renault Street? And I have to say that Gareth Winter has a terrific book called Street Stories. I'm holding it up for those of you who are watching on TV. And it's just a really useful book. And I use it a lot for information. And the first book, talks about the first streets. So Queen Street was first known simply as Main Street, and it was the road running from Kuripuni to the Waipua River. It had come to be called Bridge Street as a reflection of the number of bridges spanning creeks and depressions in the road. Cabman Captain Ned Jones later claimed that he had named it Bridge Street during the time of his tenure of the Sir George Grey Hotel on the site now occupied by the Wairarapa Community Polytechnic. The name of Bridge Street was certainly very active. Charles Bannister, writing in the 1940s, recalled that the road was properly formed in 1863 and that the many bridges required were built at the same time. Heading south down Bridge Street from the Waipua, the first bridge crossed what was colloquially known as the Town Creek, a stream known to Māori as Mangakuta. This stream ran across the paddocks from Albert Street down the side of Lincoln Road and crossed the main road near the Church Street corner. So, of course, I'm talking to you this morning from ROFM studio, which is in Church Street, of course. The next bridge was a two-span construction over a normally dry gully formed many years before when the Waingawa River had burst its banks and created a channel through the town. This gully was regularly filled with water when the Waipua overflowed its banks near the railway station. The third stream was a Makura, also known as the Mill Stream or Renault Stream, as A.W. Renault used the stream to drive his flour mill. So now we know that A.W. Renault had a flour mill and it was driven by water. The nearby Waka Stream, which rises in the retirement village and flows through the Polytechnic, was also bridged at this time. So, of course, the Polytechnic is now known as UCOL. So you know where that is. So you can imagine there was lots of streams. The southernmost bridge to be constructed was over the Kuripuni Stream. Despite the appropriateness of the name Bridge Street, with all those bridges on it, the new Masterton Borough Councils obviously thought it did not have the dignity required for the main street of their wonderful new town. The name Princess Street was first proposed, but the name of Queen Street originally had been set aside for the eastern section of Russell Street, but the councillors eventually switched the regal names and the main street of Masterton was named after Queen Victoria. So it was very exciting to have a new street. For a long time, Queen Street ended just north of Bruce Street, where the borough also ended. At the time, the Waipua River had two arms, the southern one flowing through what is now Robinson Park, before crossing Queen Street to pass across what is now the War Memorial Stadium. The bridge over this branch of the river was called the Town Bridge. To the north, another arm of the Waipua flowed approximately where the river course runs today, and the bridge over this arm was known as the County Bridge, as all the area north of the Town Bridge was included in the Wairarapa North County. The stretch of road between the two bridges was called Lansdowne Road, or sometimes Waipua Road. Wow, isn't it amazing how street names change over time? And I know that probably causes no end of confusion, but good old posties somehow always manage to deliver the mail. And of course, there would have been possibly two deliveries of mail, particularly in the early part of the 20th century, up until about 1960, 1970. I don't know about you guys, but I'm old enough to remember the excitement of two deliveries of mail every day, morning and afternoon. But then again, I did spend the first few years of my life in the city. So there we go. Okay, should we have another song now? I thought I would play A Fraction Too Much Friction, because we're coming up to some excitement with, I think, what we've got, 90 days to the next election, which is very much exciting. And I just want to remind you all, please make sure you're enrolled to vote, because you need to be enrolled before election day this year. So it's very important that you enroll and exercise your vote, because my grandmother and my great aunt were both suffragettes and they fought to give us the vote. Not just women, it was the franchise was vastly extended when women got the vote. It wasn't just them, it was a whole load more people. So please make sure you enroll vote. So Fraction Too Much Friction, here we go.
There's a fraction too much friction. There's a fraction too much friction. There's a fraction too much friction. Yeah, yeah. There's a fraction too much friction. Take a typical man, hold him with a typical woman, then sit back.
much friction. There's a fraction too much friction, yeah. Men and women need each other, should be like sister and brother. There's a fraction too much friction, yeah.
I really enjoy that song. I really like the final line. What we need is positive action. So, yes, I agree with that. Okay, so our forebears were just fantastic at naming streets and change and commemorating people. So, there was a meeting in 1878. And a plan was put forward about naming streets. The western end of what the street now called Russell Street was to be known as Crown Street, but the section from Chapel to Queen Streets was changed to Russell Street, named after the architect, builder and borough councillor James Russell. The eastern portion, originally to be called Queen Street, was named Princess Street for a number of years, only become part of Russell Street in a major renaming of streets in 1905. And I think it's lovely that the architect, builder and borough councillor James Russell is commemorated in the name of the street, because those early people were very, very active and civic-minded. The another interesting street is Reynolds Street. How did that become known as Reynolds Street? Because it's quite a major street. And the 1878 street naming meeting changed the use of the name of Columba Road. This name, which commemorates the Scottish saint Columba, was originally to be applied to the road now called Reynolds Street, but the meeting decided that that street should be named after the local miller and politician Alfred Reynolds. Renault was a colourful and controversial figure in Masterton's early history. His liberal views and pugnaciousness put him offside with many, but his record of service to town was exemplary. He served as mayor and as chairman of the Trustlands Trust, as well as many other public bodies. So the name Columba was instead applied to the road originally intended to be named after George Woodruff. However, his name, his modesty, led him to decline the honour of having a street named after him, and the name Columba gradually evolved to become Colombo and was formalised in this form in 1958. And then, of course, we've got Church Street, where Arrow FM studios are. So we are up on the first floor, and it's great that we have this space here. And Church Street was named in recognition of the Church of England's St. Matthew's Church, which at that time stood on the southeastern corner of Queen and Church Streets. The similarly titled Chapel Street was named after the Methodist and Congregationalist churches or chapels that stood on the north side of Lincoln Road and Renault Street corners. The original road into Masterton from the south was along the line that the surveyor John Hughes had cut through Three Mile Bush and literally through the Wagawa River near the current site of the electricity substation on Cornwall Road. Hughes' line linked up with the south road into the township. This road proved to be unsuitable, and the main road, now called High Street, was moved further west. This allowed an easier bridging of the Mangawa River and avoided the swampy ground on the Taratahi Plains that made the original road impassable in winter. So it was very well organised, and, you know, things did change. And we really have to think about how our lovely settlers decided that they had to really make sure that the roads were buildable and workable. Okay, so, and they had to build through deserts and all kinds of things. So I'm going to play a song called Desert Heart now, because we often did go through swamps, deserts and all kinds of things to get here. This is by Bob McNeil, who is an import into New Zealand, like myself. He comes from Scotland too, so you might hear from his voice. And although we're both newcomers, we both of us love New Zealand. So here we go, Desert Heart.
When the desert dream was still alive, signed the papers in July, never gave up hope. Lines of trailers side by side, winking in the morning light, double wide on the highway north of Fleda. They dug here, they came up empty, came back steady, up strong. We got life instead of silver. Place of winter, your desert heart. Desert sage and sky above, Spanish grain and Indian blood, pressed together in the dirt, weathered back to nothing. Flower of the ironwood, bitter heart, twisted root. Gather all these spirits up, make them into something. They dug here, came up empty, came back steady, grew up strong. We got life instead of winter, desert flower, desert heart. Mary had a dream last night, woke me in the morning light. I saw the desert in her eyes. As I wiped tears from them, there were lines of trailers all on fire on the highway north of Fleeta, like we'd never been here all this time, blown away to nothing. They dug here, they came up empty, came back steady, grew up strong. Lights are on, cold Mojave, desert flower, desert heart.
Desert Heart by Bob McNeil. And Bob is a very fine guitar player, and he, as well as having a really good voice and being a great songwriter. Now, that album was actually mostly written and recorded during lockdown, so some good things came out of that. So, just before I finish up today, I just want to let you know that if you want to get hold of Nicole to ask her about any of the things that she's doing, we will put her email address up on ROFM's Facebook page when we're talking about today's show. So that'll be up there very soon if you want to know anything more about it. And as always, Cobblestones is open from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock, 7 days a week in winter, because by the time 3 o'clock comes, it's getting a bit cold and dark out there, so we don't want people tripping over things. So, and the Nicole's High Society Swingers is just a reminder on Friday the 21st of August, 7 p.m. at Cobblestones, and you'll be able to get entry through the car park most likely, but there's plenty of lighting in there, so you'll be able to enjoy. And as we said, the Carriage House is a delightful venue. If you're looking for a venue for a wedding or a conference or something else, do get in touch with Cobblestones. Well, that's about it for me for today. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Stay warm, stay safe. We're on the uphill track now, just another couple of weeks, and we're into the 1st of September, and we're That would be the first day of spring. And it's, the weather's, although it's cold, it's been almost spring-like. So everybody take care, and we will see you again very soon. Thank you for listening. Bye.